broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock on the West Coast. Sterling in for TJ, and here's what's making waves. Ceremonies, events, and protests are being held across Canada today to mark the anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel that triggered the ongoing conflict in Gaza. The October 7th, 23 attack killed more than 1,200 Israelis, while another 250 were abducted and held as hostages, triggering an Israeli counteroffensive in Gaza that has left considerable numbers of casualties. The conflict has had far-reaching effects around the world and in Canada, including families grieving loved ones who were killed, hundreds of protests resulting in arrests, pro-Palestinian encampments at universities, and a spike in reports of hate crimes against Jews. Vancouver police say they are preparing for significant disorder and have taken measures to ensure the safety of places of worship and other gathering places in cooperation with community leaders. Hurricane Milton quickly intensified yesterday and is on track to become a major hurricane with the Tampa Bay area in its sights, putting Florida on edge again and triggering evacuation orders along a coast still reeling from Helene's devastation. The most likely path suggests Milton could make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida out over the Atlantic Ocean. That would largely spare other southeastern states ravaged by Hurricane Helene, which caused catastrophic damage from Florida into the Appalachian Mountains, and a death toll that rose Sunday to at least 230 people. Out of precaution, tonight's NHL final preseason game between Nashville and Tampa Bay has been canceled. In sports, there are just two baseball games today, Detroit at Cleveland and Kansas City at the New York Yankees. The NFL Monday Night Football game has the New Orleans Saints in Kansas City to take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs, and the Canucks getting ready to play hockey for real and for points. It all begins Wednesday versus Calgary at Rogers Arena. Rave weather, well, it's a little cool right now, but we're looking at a mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 19. Showers later today and overnight low of 12, and then clouds and showers in the forecast for a couple of days beyond today. So do, if possible, get out and enjoy the sunshine while we still have it. Right now, it's a cool 9 degrees in downtown Vancouver.
mind. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see what you found in me. You'll keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby, but there's no ifs and buts or maybes. You're gonna miss my loving.
With you.
Monkey House, Wave 98.3, Riding Shotgun, early on a Monday morning, along with a classic from Lou Rawls and great musical memories, and you'll never find another love like mine. It's Sterling Fox in for Tara Jean Stevens, who is enjoying a lovely, super long weekend, and well-deserved, too. She'll be back with you tomorrow at this time.
Make Wave 98.3 your go-to station at home and on the go. Stream us online at wave983.fm. Find us on Radio Player Canada. Ask Alexa to play Wave 98.3 or catch us on TuneIn. We stream wherever you do. Tune in and turn it up. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
I am proud of my promotion.
Needs more shoes.
I earned it.
And business suits.
It is a big deal for our family.
Renovators.
I like the people I'll be working with.
Restaurants.
I still need a lot before I get started.
Carly's, hair salon, and luggage.
I know our kids are so proud of me.
Jewelry engraver.
It was my idea to put our company on the radio.
Promotion deserved. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
Experience all the greatest hits of Andrew Lloyd Webber in Music of the Night, the concert tour. This celebrated national tour features iconic songs from 10 of Andrew Lloyd Webber's incredible musicals, including Phantom of the Opera, Evita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, and more. Coming to the Lower Mainland this month with stops in Vancouver, Surrey, New West, Delta, and the Fraser Valley. Tickets are selling fast, so don't wait. Get your tickets today at musicofthenight.live.
Well, the weather office is very much in our corner today, and already we have proof because the temperature has risen a couple of degrees since we arrived 45 minutes ago. Now, the rest of the week, not so much in our corner. Showers late tonight, and they stay with us for a few days. Clouds and a strong chance of showers for Tuesday through Thursday. But today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 19, and didn't yesterday turn out lovely? Well, we're going to have another one of those days. 45 minutes ago, it was 9 degrees in downtown Vancouver, and right now at exactly 6:14, we're up to 11 here at Wave 98.3 with music from Chuck Mangione. Good way to start a new week, too. Here's Feel So Good on the Wave.
journey. Why not bring us along? Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
One more time, that is the Groove Tech Orchestra, and Feel So Good from Chuck Mangione in there as well. Nice way to start off a week. It is 6:21, Sterling for Tara Jean at Wave 98.3, checking traffic around town. We need to tell you that the Patullo Bridge surprised a lot of people. You know, the warnings go out, and Dino was doing it yesterday here on the Wave, and you knew. Just knew at some point or another, there would be more than few people heading to cross the Patullo Bridge, which was, of course, completely closed for road work overnight. It's been reopened completely now for over an hour, and traffic is moving fine. In fact, we have traffic moving fine everywhere, volume beginning to build in the usual spots, but no major problems or tie-ups, and we'll keep an eye on things, and hopefully it stays that way, and we start off the week in a somewhat civilized fashion. Back to music now on a Monday morning with Lenny Kravitz. Ain't over till it's over. We're 98.3. Wave 98.3. That is Brian Hughes and a song called For You. Also, It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Lenny Kravitz at Wave 98.3. Good morning. It is 6:30. I'm Sterling Fox in for Tara Jean Stevens. And here's what's making waves. A federal inquiry into foreign interference is slated to hear today from security officials working in the office that supports the Prime Minister. Various employees of the Privy Council office that work on security and intelligence matters are scheduled to appear. Representatives of Canadian Heritage are also expected to testify today. Later in the week, the inquiry plans to hear from the Foreign Affairs Minister and former Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino. The Commission of Inquiry's latest hearings are looking at the ability of federal agencies to detect, deter, and counter foreign intelligence. A final report from the inquiry is due by the end of the year. And Joker Folie à Deux is the number one movie at the box office, but it might not be destined for a happy ending. The follow-up to Todd Phillips' 2019 origin story about the Batman villain opened in theaters nationwide this weekend to $40 million, less than half of its predecessor. The collapse was swift and has many in the industry wondering, how did the highly anticipated sequel to an Oscar-winning billion-dollar film with the same creative team go wrong? Audience exit reviews at theaters have been largely negative. Second place at this weekend, Universal and DreamWorks' The Wild Robot. Warner Brothers' Beetlejuice in third place. Paramount's Transformers 1 in fourth. And Universal's Speak No Evil rounded out the top five. The other big new release of the weekend, Lionsgate White Bird, flopped with just $1.5 million from over 1,000 locations. In sports, there are two playoff baseball games on tap today. The first one is Detroit at Cleveland, and later in the day, we'll see Kansas City at Yankee Stadium. The Monday night NFL game, the New Orleans Saints will be in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs, and the Canucks getting ready for their regular season debut, points and everything that count. They begin Wednesday at Rogers Arena against the Calgary Flames. Wave weather, a nice day in store for us all, a particularly nice first half of the day, a mix of sun and cloud, and the cloud cover will start to thicken up throughout the afternoon towards the end of the day. High today, 19, and then tonight we're looking at some shower activity that will likely last into tomorrow morning, and then there's a strong possibility of clouds and showers for the next couple of days. So a nice day in store for us all, and right now it's 11 degrees in downtown Vancouver.
Sweet love showing us a better.
kind of an appropriate song to play on a Monday morning as we all kind of get up and get ourselves focused for another week of work. And that song is called 9 to 5. That was Niels on guitar. And Whenever I Call You Friend from Kenny Loggins and Stevie Nicks, the original version of the song. It is 6:40. It's Sterling for TJ on this Monday morning. Ah, yes, the legendary Stanley Park Ghost Train is back in Vancouver this Halloween. And it starts on Thursday. Brave souls can enjoy the haunting theatrical experience during the evening, while younger guests can enjoy a less scary matinee train ride through the forest to see the Halloween displays without the scary live performers, who are pretty enthusiastic. It runs from 6 to 10 evenings, and that matinee train for younger riders is every Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5. It starts on Thursday. It is closed on Thanksgiving Monday, but aside from that, it runs right through to October 31st, right through to Halloween. Tickets range from $11 to $17, depending on age and trains. Little kids are free, and you purchase it all online, and it's a Vancouver institution. It's been gone for a few years. I'm amazed that there are still tickets available at all, but I do know they are at a premium.
Well, hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. The Wave is thrilled to support the Ocean Film Festival World Tour. This year's festival highlights the beauty and power of the ocean, featuring divers, surfers, oceanographers, and marine life. It's Thursday, November 7th at the Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver. Information on tickets at wave983.fm. Crystal Dos Santos and Marie Hui present A Night of Soul Friday, October 25th. That's at the 8th and 8th Creative Space in New Westminster. Tickets on sale now at ticketsnw.com. Feeling All Right, a tribute to Joe Cocker, and Truly Tina, a salute to Tina Turner, are booked in at the Clark Theatre in Mission October 19th. We've posted the ticket info at wave983.fm. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca.
It is 6:43, Sterling for TJ on a Monday morning with a song that was originally done back in 1969 by a group called the Friends of Distinction. Here's a 2024 retake by Boney James and Rick Braun, Grazin' in the Grass on the Wave.
Oh,
Wave 98.3 sounds great in your car. Think of us as audio airbags, keeping you safe from the noise of traffic. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Turn it up.
Wave 98.3 with Michael Dunstan and a soul revolution. Alto and their grazing in the grass. It is 6:52 straight up. Good morning. It's Sterling for Tara Jean. She'll be back tomorrow. And the two of us will be very much looking forward to working together on Friday night at Christ Church Cathedral for Project Hope, raising money for ALS research in the name of our friend and colleague Julie Brown, who has been diagnosed recently with ALS. We need to tell you this morning, and TJ will remind you as the rest of the week progresses, if you were planning, you've been hearing us talk about this. We've certainly been a project that we're very much leaning into with great energy and support here at the Wave. And because of that, there are a lot of tickets have been sold. They're expecting a full house, and we got a ticket count yesterday that suggests we're pretty close. So if you've been thinking about this and would like to join us on Friday night as dozens of local musicians donate their time and considerable talent in an absolutely gorgeous venue to raise the song and raise some money for ALS research. If you're planning on joining us, we suggest you go online. Check it out on the website. All the details are at wave983.fm. But if you're planning on going, we suggest you grab some tickets early, as it is likely to be completely sold out in a couple of days. And this is fantastic news, of course. It's exactly what we were hoping for. Just a word of warning on a Monday morning. 11 degrees downtown. Here's Jakeem Joyner. This is Missing You. Wave 98.3.
your tears. Wait in line. It's really not your town. You dream of Mexico. It never was your town. Seems like a lifetime ago. You and your sister got torn apart. Strangers and lovers broke your heart.
CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock at Sterling for Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves. Hurricane Milton quickly intensified yesterday and is on track to become a major hurricane with the Tampa Bay area in its sights, putting Florida on edge and triggering evacuation orders along a coast still reeling from Helene's devastation. The most likely path suggests Hurricane Milton could make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida to the Atlantic. That would largely spare other southeastern states ravaged by Hurricane Helene, which caused catastrophic damage from Florida into the Appalachian Mountains, and a death toll that yesterday was at 230. Out of precaution, tonight's NHL final preseason game between Nashville and Tampa Bay has been canceled. And a man parked a minivan in front of Vancouver City Hall around 5:30 yesterday and set it on fire, according to police. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but around 100 liters of unburned gasoline in canisters remained inside the van. So as a result, police blocked off West 12th in front of City Hall. Nobody was hurt. Witnesses say firefighters arrived at the building after about 5 minutes. The alleged arsonist was arrested and appeared very calm when the police put handcuffs on him. He didn't try to get away. VPD says this appears to be an isolated incident, and we believe the suspect acted alone. The motivation for all of this remains unknown. In sports, there are two baseball playoff games on tap today. Detroit begins at Cleveland. The later game is Kansas City at Yankee Stadium. On Monday Night Football, it's the New Orleans Saints taking on the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and the Canucks